February 24th, prepare for a visual and oral treat at the Interurban Gallery. It's the Wintermitt's album release party and the David Thomas Mantle Art Show. With guests, aunts, and uncles, Kingsgate Chorus, and party DJs, it's the perfect way to spice up your Friday night. Advance tickets available from Redcat, Scratch, and Zulu Records. The Wintermitt's album release party, February 24th at the Interurban Gallery, is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Patty Tonight, Cabba Radio gets seasonal and elemental. Teddy and E-Rock bust a UFO. Teddy and E-Rock bring you a plethora of songs from the four elements and the four seasons and maybe a few other little doohickeys. We welcome live in studio with their brand new album, Oceans, the Wintermitts. Plus, free prize giveaways, as always, upcoming events. I'm Eric, mess that one up, Carberry. And now, here's Teddy Smooth!
Oh, yes, thank you so much. Great to have you here tonight.
Woo! Wow! Even in this rain, you're coming out!
I think that rain rained down on that intro a little bit.
I don't know what happened there. So I forgot the computer at home, so I had to write it out. I'm like a doctor.
You can't read your own writing.
Like a doctor.
Welcome, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for braving the rain tonight.
I will give you a prescription later.
A prescription for loving.
Oh.
Bam.
To get rid of that burning sensation.
No.
Oh.
I don't think that's what it's for.
Oh.
Well, you could get a prescription for that, but that's not cool.
Not all the time. In fact, it's hot.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for braving the rain tonight.
You're welcome. Glad I could be a part of it.
All right, really, everybody.
It was hard to get out here, but I did.
Settle down. Thank you so much.
And the umbrella.
For joining us out at UBC tonight here in Vancouver, Canada. I love when people announce Vancouver when they're not from Canada. It's always Vancouver, Canada, never Vancouver, BC.
No.
You always have to make sure you say Canada, because there actually is a Vancouver, Washington, which is very close. So I guess it can be confusing.
We should use one of the elements, fire, and burn Vancouver, Washington down. Right. Then there's only one. No,
I don't know if that's how the world works.
No.
Especially with burning. I mean, wouldn't that go against all sorts of Greenpeace or climate change?
True.
Well, you wouldn't want to burn it. Maybe just freeze it over. Would that be better?
Could you just freeze one city, like freeze the city over, and right at the border it stops?
If this was the comic book episode and we had a freeze ray, then maybe. But in real life, I don't think that's possible.
I'll figure it out one day.
But that's why I choose often not to live in real life, because I can make up my own rules, and that's just how it is.
I'm glad this show is not real life.
No. It's arts and entertainment, not real life.
It's not real.
Even though next,
at all.
Right now? We're going to talk about real life.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk about the seasons a little bit tonight. What E-Rock didn't mention, though, that I have a few fun musical treats a little bit later on. Not only will it be seasons and elements, but also some nature in terms of some songs about animals. So,
hello.
But real life, let's just talk about this rain we're having in Vancouver. Let's just talk about that and the season of winter, particularly on the west coast of Canada here. It is depressing. We all know that we complain here in Vancouver about the rain, but on a day like today, it's worthy of a little bit of a complaint. I did see a bunch of Facebook statuses with the rain as sort of the main, you know, focal point of that status update.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time of year, a lot of people get seasonal disorders. So you get depressed, including myself. I am an asshole sometimes.
Yes, you are.
In this weather.
Yes.
I believe you and most people around me at a personal level can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
It does affect me a lot. I try not to let it affect my relationship with you at home.
Ooh,
but the people closest to me sometimes get the brunt of my winter depression. Now, how about you? Are you a big winter guy? Do the seasons affect you a lot?
I don't really get too affected by the seasons. I know that I live in this country, in this city, and I know that the seasons are here. It rains a lot.
I know that too. It doesn't. It's not something that I feel like I can control, really.
There's definitely days, but you know, like you say, if you have the loved ones around you,
it's not like I'm like, yes, winter time, I get to be depressed.
Well, sometimes, you know, I don't mind the winter sometimes because, you know, yeah, it could be raining outside, so it's a nice time to spend at home with your loved ones.
And what if you don't have any loved ones, E-Rock?
Then you head on down to Number 5 Orange and you
make
create loved
friends.
Ones.
You create loved ones at Number 5. What about Kitty Nights? You drop Number 5 Orange. Come
Sorry.
On. Make
Kitty
friends.
Nights. Kitty Nights on Sunday nights. Every other night at
we
5.
We were the West Enders place to be, the gold star winner of where to meet new people.
Well, why isn't Kitty Nights every night then?
Sometimes I ask myself that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying you don't really get
But I think I'm lucky in that sense. I'm a very easygoing guy, and I don't let a lot get me down. I try not to anyway. I figure, I know it's cheesy, but we're on this earth once, and might as well try to be happy through it all.
My co-host tonight, Tony, big teeth. Guy.
Robbins.
Mr. Positivity, screw you, buddy. I get depressed in the wintertime, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I remember I did post, since we're talking about Facebook, I did post that for New Year's, I often don't find New Year's. My New Year is sort of when the sun and springtime comes, because I do have a lot of trouble in the wintertime finding a great deal of happiness. I don't know if that would change if I lived in another part of Canada, because I know people complain in, say, Toronto because of the snow, but they also, I think, get a lot more sunnier days. You have to deal with snow and that kind of stuff, but in terms of vitamin D and that sort of stuff, they have a lot more sunny days, so
well, I remember
maybe it's easier to take.
Living up in Smithers, we had, you know, 6 months of the year, about 20 to 30 feet of snow, but that didn't mean that it wasn't sunny. You know, it'd be very cold and crisp, but the sun would be beating down, and it would just be lovely, like unbelievable days.
Like a warm cup of Earl Grey, just lovely.
This is Tony Robbins coming to you live from Cabo Radio.
Well, there you go. Tonight, I'm going to depress you, and E-Rock is going to bring you up. It's a perfect combination.
That's why we do so well together.
We're going to be talking about all things season-wise, nature-wise, some animal planet here going on. And it's perfect because we have some members of Winter Mitts coming through. We have Shane, Lise, and Johnny in the green room. Now, their new album is Oceans, and it's going to be the actual official release date of the album is next Tuesday, the 28th. But this Friday, they are having an album release party, so you can get that album a few days early. Plus, you get to see them perform some of these songs. And that's going to be at Interurban Gallery, which is downtown.
We're actually giving away some prizes for that, aren't we?
We do have some tickets to that. We have another prize giveaway to win to the Celluloid Social Club as well tonight. We also have a bunch of fun music to get to. But when we come back, Winter Mitts is going to be joining us. I got to listen to their new album today. I had a little bit of a advance preview of it. Definitely like some of the changes and some of the new sounds that are coming out of Winter Mitts, and I'm excited to sort of ask them about some of those changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
and the growth.
I think a big part, is a few more people in the band now, which creates that bigger
different
sound,
instruments.
Different instruments, and it was really cool.
We're going to talk to them, and we're going to listen to some of the new album when we return right here. Cabo Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Listen online, CITR.ca. Now, the greatest thing about the seasons is that you know, you have one, but it changes into another. Often on that wind of change.
Is that when you get upset?
What? I like when the seasons change.
Right. But not from summer to rain.
Doesn't go summer to rain. Down to Gonkey Park, listening to the wind of change.
Passing by, listening to the wind of change.
George Eliot Clark is a professor, poet, playwright, and literary critic born in 1960 in Windsor, Nova Scotia. Along with his extensive personal bibliography, Clark has been instrumental in promoting African and Canadian writers, publishing the anthology Odyssey's Home, Mapping African-Canadian Literature in 2002. Clark has received numerous awards, including the Portia White Prize for Artistic Achievement, the Martin Luther King Jr. Achievement Award, and the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Fellows Prize, as well as 7 honorary doctorates. His expansive catalog contains works in poetry, fiction, and drama.
Next up is a clip of Clark's slam poetry, taken from the Calgary Spoken Word Festival in 2011.
To bask, Biarritz, you and your wallet willingly go splits where the Atlantic flows in, starts and fits, and spirits are spruced up with a lime spritz, and bikinis look best as two teeny bits. Glamour dazzle.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
The annual Malaysia-Singapore Night is a formal black tie event organized by the City Malaysia Club and the Singapore Students Association of UBC. The Malaysia and Singapore Night will showcase the talents of members of both clubs through a production that underlines the cultural diversity and history of Malaysia and Singapore. The event blends Western and Eastern themes, music, food, and performing arts to reflect the traditional and cosmopolitan nature of both nations. For more information on the event or for tickets, contact msnubc@gmail.com.
Remember, spring swallows snow. That is Winter Mitts off their previous album, Heirloom, with Mel de l'Atlantique, one of their many French songs, since they blend English and French. Also, at the end there of that song, if you heard, it talked about Oceans Apart, which is also a name of one of the songs off their new album, Oceans. And we're going to welcome them into studio right now here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Teddy, that's E-Rock.
Hello!
In studio with us tonight, members of Winter Mitts, we have Lise, Shane, and Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. Yeah.
And yourself?
I am doing fantastic. We were talking about the depression of winter, and E-Rock is sort of the Tony Robbins, always sort of positive. He's always got those big teeth shining, just wants to say, hey, I'm sunshine every day, even in wintertime. But what about y'all? You feel any sort of seasonal changes from these dreary days in Vancouver?
Definitely. I definitely have seasonal affective disorder in the wintertime. Mainly, I just get really sleepy all the time, and the only thing I ever want to do is just sleep.
Perhaps hibernate.
Yeah.
Do you become sort of a
Well, someone called me a jerk. Do you become a jerk?
I can be a jerk sometimes. We're all roommates.
Totally
actually.
A jerk.
Totally a jerk.
these two, if anybody would know about my dark side, these two would know.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think this is probably the first year where I don't find myself suffering from sad.
All these terms these days. So yeah. They didn't have any. You were just,
acronyms, you know?
You were just an asshole back in the 80s.
Yeah, totally.
90s. Now we have
the sad light. I don't know if that was around in the 80s.
I don't think so. No. Actually, a friend of the show, Paul Anthony of Talent Time, he puts them on the sides of his audience so that when you go to his show, really? You get those beams of vitamin D lights.
30 minutes.
So that you feel happy at his show.
Innovative. That's,
we should do that on Friday, actually.
Yeah.
Combat this rain.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, Friday, Interurban Gallery, you have... your album release party for your new album, Oceans.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about Oceans. When did you finish it up? When did this all get started on the idea for the new album?
I think it was last spring where we started recording. Yeah. The planning process was in November, I think, 2011.
In the summer, almost, actually. Yeah. We started thinking about recording an album back in June, but so it was all conceptual. We thought we might record it in November, but that was obviously...
That's going back to 2010.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, we had the idea to record the album way back in 2010, and it took until about May to actually get started recording and get all our sort of ducks lined up to do that.
Was there any sort of doubt from the first one to the second one, or was the second one pretty much given in your mind? Were you going after you made the first one and you toured a little bit and had that sort of, you know, first go at the album? Was the second one just sort of an automatic, or was there some sort of hesitation? Or
I think it was just having the right amount of songs and songs that we felt really proud of to put on the album. Just having enough material. And also just having a few lineup changes over the years and just making sure that we were tight and solid and everyone was on board to make the album. And also with this album, and part of the process was finding someone. We wanted to go outside of Vancouver and work with someone that was maybe more East Coast oriented just because of the bilingual thing, and someone that would kind of get that.
You mean as a producer or as a musician?
A producer, sorry. Okay. So we worked with Case Decker, who's happens to be from New Brunswick, where I have a lot of family ties, and is bilingual. And he did the Plants and Animals record, Park Avenue, and Rah Rah record, and we felt like he would be right up our alley.
It's funny that you mentioned the East Coast thing, because I was listening to this album today. And there's a couple songs, but the fourth track, Birds, the beginning of the song, I don't know if this is his influence or just in general, but that opening riff sort of sounded to me like early, like Matt Maisie Guthrie stuff, where it has that sort of heavier riff that I don't remember hearing in the first album. Was any of that from him, or how did the sort of some of the newer sounds come to be?
Well, I think then some of the newer sounds actually were because some of the songs in the album are actually Shane's songs. And I don't think there was many on Heirloom that you wrote, so...
So it's just a brand new sort of
sound.
Injunction of influence from you.
Yeah, with Heirloom, we had David and I, who were the co-writers of the album. Like, we'd each write songs or did most of the singing. And David, who has done the artwork for our album and is still part of the Wintermits family, decided to take a step back, and Shane stepped up onto the mic and shared some of his songs with us and has since taken over as the lead, sexy lead man.
Yeah. tell us a little bit about the sexy lead man.
Being a sex symbol.
Yes. Sex symbol with your tight pants.
Believe me, it's so difficult sometimes just to keep the ladies away. But it's been a really cool process over the last few years. I think, I guess it all kind of started on our last tour, because we had David and Trevor who weren't able to come on tour with us, and then just as a byproduct of that, I was kind of forced to sing some of the songs that David would normally be singing. And then when we got back, the lineup change all happened, and And then, I don't know, I've always written songs. I've written songs and sung in other bands, but I think I hadn't done that in a long time, and so I brought a few songs to the table, and people liked them. We worked on them, and so, yeah.
Sucked in, buddy.
I was basically sucked in, buddy.
Speaking of lineup changes, who won't make the next album?
Well, Johnny's been kind of, you know.
Hey, no one told me about this. What the hell? What the hell's going on here?
We were going to talk about this after, actually.
On the radio? How could you?
Now, you guys talk about, even in your bio, how you know, friendly you are with each other, and that it's, and you have your little, you have a video to sort of promote it right now on YouTube and stuff.
So lies.
That's what I'm wondering. Is this just promo? Do you really love each other so much?
Yeah,
we live by the media.
We live together.
You three live together.
Yeah. We're friends, bandmates, housemates. And
I thought you said husbands.
Actually, Johnny's my platonic husband.
Platonic partners.
Are you all a giant polygamous group? Is that so?
There might be some non-monogamous in the group, but we're gonna not name names.
Can I come to your next party?
Sure.
And you're talking with having that tight group, or having a bunch of you in the group. How was the process for you bringing sort of those new songs? Did you feel that it was just a welcoming sort of party, or was there some apprehensions in bringing some of those newer sounds?
I don't think so. I don't remember any like weird, uncomfortable feelings at all.
That's because no one said anything at the time.
There's definitely patches of my life where I don't remember much. So that could explain some of it.
Is that last winter?
No, some of this album, as well as some of the different sounds obviously, as most albums progress, sounds a bit more on the polished side. Some sort of different musical connections, different musical instruments. Talk about... What was that, a conscious decision just to try to do bigger and bolder things, or was that just going off the first album and having that sort of natural confidence to keep growing?
I think just having, in my experience or from my perspective, I would say having on our last album, we didn't have, like looking back at it, we didn't have bass throughout all the songs, and now we have our permanent structure, Johnny Healy.
I'm a permanent structure.
Yeah. He just, you know,
the permanent structure and the sexy man.
Yes. Yeah. He's the rock of the band. So I think that just really brought out, or brought the sound to it, Winterman's sound to a different level. And also just experimenting with writing songs together. I mean, I've brought in some songs, Shane has brought in some songs, and there's a couple on there where Aaron, who mainly plays trumpet, but on Careful, which is a French song, he wrote the guitar parts for, and Basket, which I think you'll hear later. It was a bit of a joke because Swan was trying to figure out Andy Warhol Bowie's song, and then we ended up making it.
We were like, "Whoa, that was so cool! We should make that into a song." And she was like, "It is a song."
We're not saying this live on radio. And then, as a joke, we're like, "Let's call it Basquiat because he's a painter." And I mean, yeah, it was a bit of a joke,
and
but
he
now
was in that movie,
So now it's a song, and it's fun. So.
So we essentially ripped off a Bowie song and changed it a bit.
Yeah. The beauty of music making.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to be copy. You don't have to tisk him. Where would our last
our last album we ripped off No Limit. So
that's right, yeah.
Now we're ripping off Bowie. Tradition,
we've talked to many musicians, and usually at some point they've somewhat ripped off.
Didn't we talk about earlier how you ripped off this entire album from your first album?
Yes.
Plagiarism.
It's actually the same album.
Yeah. We took the seeds from the last album and we planted it. There we go.
Let's hear some of this new album. We're going to hear a couple tracks here, and we're going to come back and chat a little bit more with Winter Mitts. They have their CD release party this Friday at Interurban Gallery, which is where again?
One Hastings, Carolyn Hastings.
One Hastings.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
What an address.
It's an awesome address.
Yeah, I can't forget that one.
That's going to be this Friday. There's also going to be Aunts and Uncles and the Kingsgate Chorus there as well. So it's going to be a fun night. And they can get tickets ahead of time at Red Cat.
Zulu.
And
Scratch Records.
Scratch Records. There you go.
Highly recommended.
But this first track we're going to get to, I guess this is one of your birds. Is that
birds? Yeah.
One of yours?
This is. This is, I guess, the first song that I brought into the band, and it's about birds. And
in case you didn't get that from the
title. Those things are very interesting animals.
Yeah. And, I'm back with more revealing information about winter mitts right here on Cap Radio. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. But for now, it's Birds off their new album, Oceans.
Find their way home. Why does the hawk always hunt alone? And how do seagulls fare in the storm?
It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
Something I'm actually quite terrified of. It's sharks that are coming. I have an intense fear of sharks coming. I mean, even to the point where I go to Thetis Lake in Victoria, which is like a lake in Victoria, and every time
I jump in the water, I think a shark is probably going to come from the depths and get me. Much like, what was that really cheesy one with Betty White?
I don't think Venus Lake has sharks.
But it was a crocodile.
Oh,
Placid, yeah. Lake Placid. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you never know.
That was real. It was filmed in Bunsen Lake.
A two-headed, shark could come out of nowhere.
I think the cabin is still there.
I used to swim there all the time when I was growing up, and now I can't believe my parents let me go in the water. That was way before the movie ever came out, though.
Yeah, but they should have known.
They've lived here a long time.
Yeah.
Sharks. Off Winter Mitz's new album, Ocean. Oceans. Now, they're here on Cabaret Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. It's where also you'll find the podcast. Check them out. They're awesome. They have a CD release party this Friday at Interurban Gallery. They're going to be releasing their CD, but the official date is next Tuesday, correct? That's when it's going to be available in stores.
Stores and online.
What kind of stores can they find the instruments
in? Mainly local stores in Vancouver.
HMV.
Not. Is it already 80% off?
Yeah. Yes. You can buy a CD for $2. Zulus, Red Cat, Scratch, wherever we can get them in. So we're trying to push online sales.
From us.
From us.
And I also got a note from Swan, one of your Francophone members.
Yeah.
And she says March 23rd at the Francophone Cultural Center. Yeah. There's also going to be another sort of release party there where people can get
I guess if you didn't know, we are a bilingual band, and Oceans is also Océan, and it's a bilingual. There's 10 tracks on the album, and I would say about 4.5 are French. So, we really take that to heart because Swan and I are both Francophone, both Francophone. And we have collaborated with the Centre Culturel Francophone, and they are going to be hosting us for our CD release in French. So about 70% of the content or songs will be in French. And we're also sharing that night with Matthew Lavigne, and he's a local solo singer-songwriter.
He doesn't know Rock Voisin, does he?
No, but my cousin opened up for Rock Voisin not too long ago, and I was pretty stoked.
I was in French immersion my whole life.
Yeah.
And part of our French class, we had to study
Rock Voisin.
I remember that.
At one point, yeah. There was also Edith Piaf and a couple others.
Yeah. I think it was just Rock
Voisin. Rock Voisin was one of them. It was pretty... Yeah. We had to do like a project on him and everything.
And Rock Voisin never dies. He's still around.
Not Celine, but no. Rock Voisin.
Wow. They all have Eans at the end of their name. You notice that?
It's French Canadian.
What happened to you? Lise.
Monine.
Lise Monine. I'm changing your name.
Lise Monine Guini.
Now, why is it important for, is it just to keep up with your cultural, especially being in BC, but why do you insist on there being some French?
I wouldn't say I insist on it. I think it's just something that's happened naturally over the years.
You wouldn't say.
I grew up going to a Francophone school, and my mom's Francophone, and it's something I would say, I'm definitely half and half, so French is just as much part of who I am than English.
You've actually covered a French, folk song on this album,
Swan who sings the French song, and Swan's not usually singing anywhere on the album, and she had this lovely song that I actually heard, or that her parents used to sing when she was a kid, and she decided, or we kind of pushed her, we bullied her into doing it, and she did it in the chamber at what used to be known as Mushroom Studios, now Hipposonic. And it was pretty emotional, and it was really great. And it's just her on the classical guitar singing à la fraîche. And the only person I really know who does it is Nana Mouskouri, who I grew up with. I don't know if that's fortunately or unfortunately.
What was she like, please?
Yeah, I didn't know she was from Chilliwack.
Now, we were talking about seasons and elements, and actually you guys have similar elements on both records. You talk about oceans, you talk about ghosts. Is that just, especially the ghosts, and there's French stuff, is that just because you're interested in that stuff? Or how does Ghost, especially the Ghost one, where does that come from? There's ghosts in both albums. Is that just something that interests you?
I think there's actually a ghost that haunts our house.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what the song's about, though. I guess you wrote it, Liz. But our place is haunted. We've heard multiple times strange voices. It may be that we were half awake and half asleep, but there's this weird spirit that yells out women's voices. I don't know.
What have you heard? What do you mean?
Sorry, that's I do live above you. Sorry, yes. Johnny.
It could be just Lee's.
Lee's late at night.
Yes.
No, weird. I found out
that Lee's has night terrors, and that that's what attributed to that. Sorry. Yeah, so, talk about the real reason behind the song.
Yeah, I haven't really put too much thought into it other than maybe I have three words in my vocabulary when I sing. No. ghost, sharks, heart. Yeah, I think it's just stuff.
Well, if
like,
you encounter a shark, you're probably going to become a ghost. Yeah. And he's going to eat your heart.
I think it's pretty, like I've always been influenced by the ocean living in Vancouver in the last 6 years. And also just growing up and going to the Atlantic quite a bit. My mom's from New Brunswick. She's Acadian, and her family's from the Acadian Peninsula. So we used to spend a lot of summers there. It's right on the ocean. And the song that you wrote or that you played at the beginning of the show, "Mal de l'Atlantique," kind of talks. That's themed around having my mom come from the Atlantic side of the country. So. I think it just plays into that, like a cultural theme, I guess, more or less.
Now, another unique thing about you guys is that there seems to be a lot of instruments involved, like a lot of different sounds that maybe you don't hear in a lot of bands. You know, usually you have your guitar, your drum, your bass, but there's all sorts of, there's Swan on Glockenspiel, there's some piano. What are some of the other types of instruments that... you guys, is that something that you just naturally want to do, or is it just because you know how to play them?
I play two different colored basses.
Yeah,
they look pretty much the same otherwise.
I hear that's difficult.
I know switching between black to sunburst is really it's been really challenging for this album.
You talented right, devil.
Yeah. It's just more interesting. Like, yeah, for one thing, like. I don't know. I remember when Lee's first suggested that we should get a trumpet player in the band. I was like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone was against it, and I had to really push for it. And
now we have trumpet and trombone, and on the album there's some strings and some saxophone.
And Shane brought a tarango. Back from South America. I don't know where exactly in South America got it.
Yeah, it's from Ecuador. It's a little stringed instrument related to the lute.
So we use that on the album on a couple songs.
So it's sort of like a why not? Like, why not use it?
Yeah,
if you know how to play it and do it well, and it can fit in a song, why not do it?
Interesting sounds.
Yeah, and I grew up playing flute, so I just like, why not? Cool. Why not?
What's that thing in front of you here that you...
I don't even know what that's
called. We don't
know
what it's called,
but
do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's featured on the album.
Don't mind the meddling part. It's just thunder.
Sounds like thunder, and the metal part actually made it sound a little bit like lightning.
Yeah,
actually.
There you go.
That's kind of cool.
That's what you meant to do.
Meant to do that.
Now, how do you incorporate sort of all this into a live show? Do you bring all these people with you, or they have all joined the band, or you just hope they come with you?
Man. Live shows?
Mostly all of the band.
Yeah.
We had some outside musicians on the album.
Like, we had some saxophone and some strings.
Yeah. And obviously we can't, like, we don't, some of us play piano, but we don't have a piano on the stage when we play. And
but we did incorporate the synth, so we're going to be playing that on Friday. Yeah.
But we do a lot of switching around.
Yeah, it's
even,
kind of
even within the same song, sometimes Tina will switch from accordion, or from trombone to charango in one song, or... And once in Basquiat, which you're going to hear later, Swan and I actually trade. I start on drums and I trade to guitar, and she starts on guitar and trades off to drums halfway through.
Which was pretty amazing to watch. I was really sick in the studio, so I wasn't singing on the, off the floor, but they recorded it everything off the floor, and I got to just watch the whole... So they did the transition while recording, and it was... Yeah,
and then melodica really cool. too. Aaron switches between trumpet and melodica on one song, and or Yeah, he also plays banjo, so it's just kind of utilizing all of our skills, I guess.
And
yeah.
Me with my two different colored basses. Again,
he's the rock challenge.
John actually plays like a lot of instruments too, but he's just really good at bass. So
he's really good at bass.
Yeah.
So he keeps.
It's kind of one of those things you get stuck doing. Not that it's a bad thing, but. You know,
the rest of us would suck if we tried to play bass. So
now I was trying to ask this of some of the bands that come through it. For you guys playing live to in a studio, do you have enough practice in both, or do you find one particularly more difficult than the other?
I think they're both just like super fun.
Mm-hmm. I think I prefer different. Performance personally. Studio. I think this time around there was a lot of, I wouldn't say pressure, but it was really exhausting. It really pushed my boundaries in terms of perfecting things. Like when I was singing in French, I had Swan in the other room correcting every single, you know, word, which wasn't a bad thing. I just really wanted to get it right. And we wanted it to kind of have... chanson feel, so more like from France French rather than Canadian French. And
yeah.
I mean, my accent does come through because I'm not French, but yeah, it was fairly exhausting at times.
You're much more under the microscope definitely when you're recording, so that process is, you know, it picks away at every little part that you've written, and you really have to like pay attention to every little detail.
You'll all of a sudden hear notes that like, oh, you're playing a note that's like a semitone off of what I'm playing, and we never noticed it playing this song live for like a year, but now that we're in the studio, it sounds like
dissonance.
Shit.
You guys, again, you have your CD release. We're going to, this Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to hear one more song off your new album, which is coming out next Tuesday, but you can get it if you go to a CD release party this Friday at Interurban Gallery. It's called Oceans, and I really like your new endeavor. It's really a lot of fun.
Thank
you. It's a great second album, and I like the progression of and the sounds that you've added. It really
thank you.
Makes for a big badass album. I like it.
Sweet. We're badass.
Yeah.
Winter Myth's badass album.
Yeah, oh, why do we call it Oceans?
Yeah,
we have
2020 hindsight.
Giving away tickets and,
No, we haven't done that. That's the big finale, is that we actually have tickets to give away to not only tickets, but a CD. You get to win two tickets to the show this Friday at Interurban Gallery. Plus, by winning, you also will get a free copy of their new album, Oceans, when you get to the door. So if
double prizes.
And also, the gentleman who designed our CD is having an art show from 8 to 9, which is part of our CD release, David Thomas Manzel.
Quite a gentleman.
Perfect.
He's a gentleman.
He really is. He is, absolutely.
If you'd like to win, please contact us right now. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have two tickets to Winter Myth's album release party with Aunts and Uncles and the Kingsgate Chorus. Plus, you get their brand new CD entitled Oceans. That's going to be, again, this Friday at Interurban Gallery, 1 East Hastings Street at Carroll. We're going to leave you with another track off their brand new album. It's called Basquiat.
That's right. Thanks.
You're welcome. You. Here it is. Back with more Cab Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our power magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Gonna help him put asunder bad guys who like to loot and plunder.
You pay for this, Captain Planet.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours.
Oh yes, here it is. Upcoming events. That totally didn't work. I don't know what went on there. It's supposed to be upcoming events, but it's not. But it is. This is upcoming events for this week. The week of Wednesday, February 22nd. What happened there, E-Rock?
What's going on?
I don't know. All it was the theme. Nothing came through for us. That didn't work at all. Oh, well. It still works. It's Captain Planet theme song, and that's our upcoming events song. Starting off tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll turn you on. Wednesday, February 22nd, Celluloid Social Club Rendezvous du Cinéma presents BC Gold, a screening of some of the best BC English language short films from the past year, plus a reading of the excerpt by David Spanner from his new book, Shoot It, Hollywood Inc., and the Rising of Independent Film. That's tomorrow night. Hosted by Ken Hegan. It's going to be at Auditorium Jules Verne, 5445 Bailey Street. I don't know where that is. Actually, I do. It's 37th near Oak Ridge. So we also have tickets to give away to that. So it's
two tickets.
If you'd like to come check out some BC Gold, some best English language short films of the year, then give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have some tickets to that show. Moving over to Friday night. No, Saturday night. Well, I'm all screwed up. I'm all screwed
Why?
Up. Because there's no music.
I don't get it.
I don't know what's going on. moving over to Friday night, we just talked to Wintermits, and I do want to say thank you to Shane, Lees, and Johnny Wintermits for coming out and talking to us. Again, album release party this Friday at Interurban Gallery. Get your tickets ahead of time. Scratch Records.
Do it. They're going to sell out.
That's what they said. So
they are. We just had a chat about it. You're going to want to get them. Don't be those people that show up at the door and expect to get them.
Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu Records. You can find tickets to that. Also, moving over to Saturday night, it is the Student Loan Records presents For the Record, a group art show. It's a bunch of people getting together, having some art showings, perhaps trying to pay off some of their student loans. It's a series of art shows that aim to explore the relationship between visual art and music. The work selected for the show features artists who are musicians themselves or who work in collaboration with musicians to produce album art, poster, collage, photography, and video work. So it sounds pretty interesting. There's going to be a lot of artists involved, probably some cool art. That's going to be Student Loan Records presents For the Record, a group art show, Saturday at Dynamo Gallery. That's 142 West Hastings Street, Dynamo Gallery, 142 West Hastings. And to finish off upcoming events, Sunday and every Sunday, it's Kitty Nights at the Biltmore. This week, we celebrate Kitty Night's Leap Year Party featuring Spooksy DeLoon, Camaro LeCroc. Oh, wow, she's changed her name again. Burgundy Bricks, Lusciousness, and the infamous Nina Nightshade all the way from Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Go-Go by Ariel Evetica, The Professor, and Jumpin' Dance Party Tunes with me, DJ Teddy Smooth. Doors at 8, show is at 9. It's Kitty Night's every Sunday night at the Biltmore. We're gonna kick it back into some music and be
back with more Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, and this is Bird by Swedish group The Knife.
Hopefully this music works.
Hectic right now. I really need a break. Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 1, but guest speakers start at noon. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Hey, Animal, you guys were wonderful.
Yeah!
You know, I've always felt that the Dr. Teeth Group is one of the exemplary practitioners of contemporary music.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, nice talking to you, Animal.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Take our hands out of control. Take our hands out of control. Now tell me what you saw.
Here on Cabaret to Teddy Smooth, CITR 101. A little bit different, a little bit crazy sounding here. We are getting elemental. Fun to talk to. They have their album release, like we talked about all night, this Friday in Interurban Gallery. So make sure you get your tickets early to that. Now, we talked earlier at the very beginning of the show about the winter time being somewhat depressing, particularly for me. an asshole. Yes, that's true. And I'm just, you're Tony Robbins, Ray of Sunshine. But if you had to pick, what would be your favorite season of all?
My favorite season of all.
What's your favorite sign? Just your season.
I have to go with summer. I mean, it's most people's, I know. But, yeah, summer's just great. You know, everybody feels better. Like you say, the people that may get the depression during the winter, they really, you know, get a lot happier during the summertime. And it's warm. I love the warmth. I love beaches. I love just kind of hanging out, barbecuing outside. And so, yeah, I definitely have to go with the summer for that. I'm hoping to get away this summer, maybe get down, go somewhere where it's nice and warm. And the water is blue. Hopefully meet Tony Robbins.
Such a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Do you have your dream board? Where you have an ocean picture in your mansion?
Yes.
Like Tony Robbins suggests, yeah, to build a dream board?
It's above my bed.
Every day you look at it?
Every single day.
I would say my favorite season would be actually the fall.
Why is that? More early fall.
I like the change. I guess summer's awesome, but sometimes, you know, just like winter is too harsh on the colder dreariness, sometimes summer can be too much on the heat and the sort of that sort of aspect of it. So I'm more of a fan of the transition between summer and winter, which is fall. So,
well, that's fair enough. Summer, was it last year? Well, the year before, we had a week of really, really hot summer.
Last year's summer sucked in Vancouver.
I mean, it was the year before.
We didn't have like 3 days in a row of sun. But the year before, it was up into the 38, 39 degrees. God. So it was a hot, hot summer. Don't get me wrong, I love summer. I love the hot. But if I had to pick, it would be the fall. That's how I roll.
See, I think I don't mind the winter because I have so much heat that goes through my body that I stay warm. I
got so much heat from my body.
I'm like a personal heater.
Your Madonna and Willem Dafoe in Body Heat.
If you need a personal heater, call 1-800-I-ROCK.
I rock. A couple weeks from now, we're going to be doing a program here called the Director's Podcast. We're going to be having some...
Sorry. That was one of the... He's early.
Right, director.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And action.
We are going to be having the Director's Podcast episode here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. That's March 6th. We're going to have three directors here talking about what it's like to make movies in Vancouver, what some of the challenges are, some of the rewards, some of the difficulties, everything that goes part and parcel with directing in Vancouver.
Who do we have? James Cameron, Steven Spielberg, and Martin Scorsese?
No, Martin had to pull out. Instead, we got Quentin Tarantino. So
okay. I might be away for that.
You might be away for that. Actually, you might be away for that.
I might be. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
I might have the directors to myself, just like I always planned it.
It's something we didn't talk
about. Speaking of podcasts, if you'd like to check out any of our podcasts, including this one, you can do so at CITR.ca under shows, under the letter C. We're right there. Cab Radio. You can choose from any of our episodes, including this one, which is 136. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search for CITR-Cab Radio. You could just click on subscribe, and every week a brand new Cab Radio will be automatically dumped into your podcast box. You don't even have to do anything after that. You just click subscribe.
Dumped in your box.
And every week, brand new fresh Cab Radio to greet you every week.
Greetings by Cab Radio.
We're gonna end this podcast with some songs for you to go out on. And... you know, we've been talking about the elements. We've been talking about nature.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh, wow.
So tough. That's a big one.
I don't know.
No? Not the
teddy bear?
No, not the teddy bear. I like bears. I don't know. I kind of like sharks, even though I'm deathly afraid of them.
Oh, I see. It's all coming together now.
Favorite animal? That is, I don't know. What are we, five on the playground?
Well, you like dogs. I mean,
well, like dogs. I guess at that level, sure. I'm very akin to dogs. I identify with and love dogs. I just thought maybe you meant like more exotic. But yeah, sure, dogs.
Could be.
I love dogs. For domesticated stuff, yeah, for that kind of stuff, dogs 100% over cats or lizards or snakes or any of the other weird animals that people live with.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs.
Ferrets.
Ferrets.
Rats. Is that an animal? Rodent. No.
We're going to
end... You're my favorite animal.
you're my favorite animal. We're going to end this... No, you're my favorite. We're going to end this song with talking about the people of Earth.
Oh, the people of
Earth. Because we're animals. I'm my favorite animal. Teddy Smooth is my favorite animal.
Can I just give a quick shout out to a new person that's entered this Earth? I have just become an uncle.
Oh, congratulations.
For the first time. And to my new nephew, Wyatt Brock Carberry.
I like that name, Wyatt.
Who is, he's got my middle name, which is also my father's, Brock. So there's a few of us in the family now. But that's okay. I'm okay with it. I still think they should have said Wyatt Eric. But whatever.
W-E.
So, yeah, I just want to say congratulations to my brother and his wife, Teresa. And
I would like to say congratulations as well. That's a very beautiful thing. I like that name, Wyatt. It's good.
Yeah, it's not a bad name. It's Vegas, baby. Growing up in Vegas.
Getting wild with Wyatt, Wyatt Carberry.
Yeah, way down there, Wyatt in Vegas.
We're going to leave you with...
I hope he has that accent.
Earth People.
My name's Wyatt.
Cool Brown. Keith, Dr. Octagon. Be back next week for another Cap Radio, brand new. Tuesday nights, 11 p.m., CITR 101.9 FM. People treat the Earth correct.
Does this die?
And it'll treat you right, too. Good night.
First patient, pull out the skull, remove the cancer. Breaking his back, chisel next for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power. Equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face. React with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodoo pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, forehead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like a ukulele. As I move the rockets, overriding levels. Nothing's aware, same data, same system. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Now my helmet's on, you can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete, confused, compounds and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent, economic vomit, I save, restore, fool. In capsule D, my program is ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code, unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Controlled by gamma light. Gamma light. Controlled by gamma light.
Voyager. Contact 2, send in FedEx. I program 1 and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-60L3, computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal. Upside down through polygons, fighting Pentagon. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. 5 colors, yellow, black, and red, and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Forecast for today.
Fox CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9.